Welcome to the Real Estate Trainer Podcast with your host, Brian Eisenhower. This podcast is brought to you by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. ICC provides customized and structured coaching and training programs for real estate agents and team leaders, representing many of the top producing agents in North America. ICC also offers broker and owner consulting on agents recruiting, training, and retention. For more info, visit EisenhowerCoaching.com or find us on Facebook.
Most of the states across the country now are having open houses, just to let you know. Oh, I see Susan's hosting one in Fresno by appointment only. Huh. I kind of like it because, A, it's showing that you're hustling. It gives us something to market, especially when they come up in farm neighborhoods. We could have it by appointment, still market it like an open house the same way. Do you happen to know, does anybody know, or Susan, do you happen to know, are they doing it like time slots, like all day on a Saturday or something like that? Is that like a calendar, like they can sign up for a...
Yeah, I think it's just Saturday and Sunday. She has it open from a certain time, you know, like she's probably going to be there, I imagine, 7 or 8 hours, and she's just booking them in 15 minutes time slots.
Michelle says she's done one in Fresno. Very cool, Susan. Thank you. That's actually, we're onto something here. Michelle, you said you've done one in Fresno. Same thing, like time slots all day. They call me to book a time every 30 minutes. Perfect. Same idea. Yeah, that's great. I think that's something I would be considering because right now we're about to go into what is probably the great listing shortage of 2020. You think it's bad now. I think this is going to be a very barren winter when it comes to listings. I don't see a lot of inventory coming up after November for a few months. Now, I think we'll come back, you know, real strong, gangbusters, set records in spring and all that. But I do think listings, the name of the game is going to be, is continuing to get listings, you know, or getting your market share of the listings that come up on the market going forward right now. And I will tell you, showing yourself to the public right now as being active is going to be the key as sales volume starts to decrease due to seasonality going into the fall and a lack of inventory at the same time. So the key is if you've got listings, man, I'd be having open house after open house on those things. And what's so cool is we're doing them by appointment only. You can literally have multiple agents helping each other there, you know, to finish them up. And you can market like crazy to your own SOI that you're having open houses. They can be seeing it on Facebook, seeing it in emails, remembering you, keeping you first of mind, showing that you're being successful. They can be done to farm neighborhoods or neighborhoods if you want to market in those neighborhoods. We could retarget Facebook ads at those people for your open house by appointment only. We could be boosting posts at those demographics. We could be doing door knocking, maybe kind of weird, probably still. We could definitely be doing flyers, definitely doing mailers, definitely be doing phone calls, bulk texts, things like that to market these open houses to the neighbors, so the neighbors will see that no one works harder than you do to promote a listing. That's why you get the very few listings that are out there right now. So if we can have an open house by appointment only, I actually think that might be better than having full open houses. I'm coming to this thought right now. Thank you, Susan and Michelle. I mean, that really makes me think, I mean, this might be better. It's more convenient. It's by appointment. You know what I'm saying? We can control it a little bit better, but we can market it just the same. And the key is we got to market the heck out of it to our people, to our databases. So I like that. I think that for those of you that had open houses as a part of, you know, your lead generation activities, I think I would bring them back because everything that you can really get out of them, you can still get out of them. I mean, maybe there's less people that do it. Maybe less people that show up. I don't know if any of you guys have any comments on knowing if these are successes. I would assume they are because the inventory is so small. So I'd assume that we're having good turnover. and getting a lot of people through them because of the lack of competing open houses out there on the market. So I would start getting those back in because we know open houses are coming back sooner or later. And also, I think right now, I mean, look at what Michelle said. She had a few less people come by, but the client was very happy, got two referrals from her. See, that's great, because I think that goes to the next point. The next point is that this really, I think, puts you above. I don't know that a lot of other agents are going to be doing this. In fact, I don't think any of them will. So this is actually, you know, right now, this is how, you know, how you can probably convert more listings is getting in there and talking about how, you know, you are going to hold open houses by appointment only. I'm going to write that one down. We're going to get the same marketing push out of it. We're going to get the same people, amount of people through. I love the idea. What that does is that starts to open up a very aggressive presentation. If we can bring open houses back into our lead generation platform, now our listing presentations, we can start using it as a tool in our tool belt. Because I love it. I love it when a team is very aggressive in their lead generation activities and in their customer service at the same time. The key is aggressive. What I should say is active. They do something. They don't just do nothing, right? So having a lot of open houses to the where we generate a lot of connections and transactions and additional listings from our open houses really suits us. And at the same time, we provide a service to our clients while we're trying to provide them more exposure and more activity around a listing as well too. So if we're really active and aggressive in a listing presentation with a seller, we might say, hey, no one's going to work harder than us to get your home sold. In fact, what we're going to try to do in this market, we have very low inventory, historically low, like we've never had less inventory than we have right now. So in these types of extraordinarily low inventory markets, we actually adjust our pricing strategy here and the way we attack our marketing for your house. And we institute intensive open houses right up front when that listing goes live. We're always going to have two open houses the first 2 weekends that that listing is live. And we're going to schedule them right off the bat. Okay. Because what's going to happen is there aren't a lot of listings right now. So we're going to have tons of interest. And the best thing we can do is try to get you multiple offer situations. That's what we're after, because if we're going to get you a price above market value, we need to get multiple offers to compete with each other to drive the prices up above market value. The only time we're going to get that to happen is if we get offers in the first couple weeks, which is why we have two open houses to really increase activity in those first 2 weeks. So not only are all the other agents going to come at us with their buyers, we're going to hit the local neighborhood ourselves, because we ultimately find the purchaser of a home is often a friend, family member, or acquaintance of somebody that already lives in the surrounding neighborhood. So because of that, we're going to market to that neighborhood with the hopes that we can generate some offers from that neighborhood. And then, of course, from the other buyers in the surrounding areas, we bring all that together. We're going to create a really high chance in this market of competing offers. And that's why we've had so much success at doing so going forward. Okay. So that's how I talk about now I can get more aggressive with my listing presentation, but then I can actually go a step further to separate myself from my competing agents that may be also interviewing for this listing. Is I can say, hey, I'm going to take it one step further. Again, we're going to have two open houses. There's a good chance we're going to get offers right away. But this enables us to hold these open houses while we're getting offers, while we're negotiating back and forth. And what's going to happen is they're going to see these buyers who want this house that are driving by it with their friends and family members, showing them that they've got an offer in on this house, that they're going to buy this house. This is going to be their house. And they're bragging about it to their family members. But the whole time they're seeing other people are going through it and being shown it, because they're holding an open house by appointment only. And that's going to make them even more eager to come up and put my sellers, you, in this listing presentation, are going to be in a position of strength for negotiations, because they're going to want that house. They're going to come up and accept your counter offer or make a higher offer or waive a contingency, whatever they can to come up, because you've got these open houses scheduled while we're negotiating offers and counteroffers and maybe even inspections. Because if they know you've got all these people that have come through these open houses and you, that you're taking backup offers, they know you've got the screws really tight to them. So that if they start asking for a bunch of work to be done after the inspections and they want a bunch of repairs made, you're probably going to tell them to pound sand because you've got all these backup offers because of all these open houses that you did by appointment. So that is how our strategy not only gets you more offers, it also keeps those offers high to get you the most proceeds and then keeps them from negotiating you to death to bring those proceeds down even further later. So these open houses keep our clients' proceeds in their pockets. And that's why we do it from a customer service point of view as well. So if we can bring these open houses now back into our lead generation pillars, where we're trying to always do two in the first 2 weeks, it's got to be right away, guys. These houses sell too fast. So for this to have an impact, it has to be in the first 2 weeks. Even if it goes pending, we still have the second one. Why? Inspections. We talked about that. Inspections. We got to keep the screws to them. So, and I'll tell you, if you can say that in a listing presentation, it's just going to be like, wow, this guy really does do more work than anyone else. He's looking out for not just bringing an offer, but making sure I get the highest price and making sure that we can hold the screws to him on inspections as well. So that's our advantage to doing it. And that's why I think open houses are wonderful. It really does help us get more aggressive. And you know, we are seeing a dwindling inventory, which means it's more likelihood that we are, as agents, going to be competing for more and more listings in an already shrinking inventory. As we go into fall and winter, we're likely to see even less inventory out there, and we're going to be fighting and competing over listings. So it's very important that you identify the differences that you provide and how much harder you'll work. And you need to maximize those listings, because having two open houses really helps, gives us a platform to try to generate more business from. That's more buyers we can maybe convert to clients. That's more neighbors we can show the houses to get more listings and make more connections. There's so much. There's more marketing we can do to our SOI and the local farm neighborhood to generate more listings, because right now, listings does equal more listings, and so does your success. If they see that you're working hard and really aggressively marketing a listing and then ultimately selling that listing, they're going to use you. So right now, if we're heading into a low inventory winter, which is like a desert, listings are like glasses of water that we definitely want to not just drink them all. We want to actually plant seeds to grow more, you know, food and vegetation and water to get through the entire desert. And right now, that's what we have to do, is we have to milk listings for everything you can get out of them. And open houses are one of those things. So I say we bring them back. And I love the idea of doing it by doing open houses by appointment all over the place. I love that. I think that's great. Okay, take care, guys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Real Estate Trainer Podcast, sponsored by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. For more information about real estate coaching or to watch Brian's training videos, check out therealestatetrainer.com or find us on social media. And remember, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you get the latest episodes as soon as they're available.